You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Rachel spoke with Catherine Paul of Black Belt Eagle Scout about their album released in February this year, ahead of their show with none other than Mount Airy here in Tamaki Makaurau on October 1st at Whammy Bar.
Let's start with talking about the album, because this is a really beautiful record. It feels like a really important album for you as well, and comes out of a very difficult time that unusually the whole world has gone through, but with obviously everybody's extremely personal experiences. What was the pandemic for you, and how did it kind of manifest in this album?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it brought out like what, you know, I felt like was the most important to me and what I wanted in my life, and that was to be home, you know, with my family and where I'm from. And so I moved back home to Swinomish. I had been living in Portland, Oregon, and decided to move back home and figure out life here in this place again. And yeah, so I think that was one of the big things that kind of connected with the album in that time frame.
Obviously for you, being back on land and back home with your people around you, that must bring a totally different energy to the type of music you're finding yourself experiencing. What was it like for you writing at home?
I think it was very healing, and then it was very eye-opening of just like how my creativity can exist here in this space. You know, because growing up here, like I always wanted to like get out and go to a city and like experience music in a city. And like I had these dreams of like playing in bands, and like I would play drums in my little small bedroom on the reservation. And then so coming back, I would, you know, I think about that. I think about like, wow, like I wanted to move away, and now I'm back, and here's what I've done. Like these are the things that I have brought into my life. And so I think that just sort of like there's this perspective that came about of one, like feeling excited because I, you know, was remembering times growing up and playing music, and then also thinking about like, you know, how what I've been able to do and what is meaningful to me within music and within creativity and within like art and all that stuff. So yeah.
Did you find that you knew you were writing a record, or you knew you were trying to create a body of work, or were you just making music in that pandemic space?
Yeah, no, I didn't have the intention of like, okay, this is gonna be an album. Like it was more so like I kind of like how I have depended on music for therapeutic processes to like play guitar, to like process feelings and like just use it as something that feels good to do. So yeah, it wasn't ever like, okay, this is gonna be a record from the beginning. It kind of happened later on, towards the like recording dates, the initial recording dates. I was working with my friend Takiya Reed, and she plays in this awesome band called Divide and Dissolve. We were just initially gonna do like 5-song EP, and then like as we got excited about like, you know, working together, we're like, maybe we can do more. And then I had to sort of think like, well, I haven't really, I guess I have an album, I could, because I've been playing music, but not with the intention of it was gonna be an album. It was just sort of like recording on my phone here and there. But it actually ended up working out to like the fact that it was during the pandemic, so there was this like, you know, central pot of songs already in place. And then I really like to work in the studio and like add things onto the songs and flesh them out more in the studio. So we did a lot of that, and that was really fun to do.
I
It feels like an album that's really like had life breathed into it through like multiple processes, which I think is interesting to hear you say that it has kind of had those different stages, perhaps, that you've worked on it and worked on it with different people around you and in different contexts. I think it's really special that your family is on this record as well. Was that something that was a kind of a product of being around them when you were writing?
I guess it just sort of happened naturally. It just like made sense because my family is musical, like, but from a cultural musical standpoint. And being home, I was writing about home. It just made sense to include them and to ask them to be a part of it. So I have my parents singing on a song called Spaces, and they sing and at the end of the song in the chorus, where there's like a chorus of a melody that happens.
I wondered what it felt like for you while you were writing these songs. What were some of the, you know, emotions you were experiencing when you were putting this album together?
I think I was in a good mood. I was like thinking back to that time frame. I think that one of the things that I will say for your question is that, like, if something doesn't feel right, if I can't do something like when I'm in the studio and recording, I won't do it. And that's just from this like teaching that my dad has, is like you do things when you feel good, and it has to come from a good place. So every time I was doing it, I made sure I had like a good mind on myself, and made sure to put in that effort of feeling like I'm coming from a good place and being in a good place. That's when I was like, I don't know, like, I think I was, I was.
I so appreciate that as a philosophy, because it's so counter to a lot of the, you know, broad pressure that there is to create all the time, or kind of push through the hard stuff to get to something, you know, real or something. I think that's like quite a harmful narrative, maybe. Like, actually you have to look after yourself in the process of making your art as well. It feels like this has been a very like precious record for you, maybe. It's given you some space, and it's given you this like expansive home feeling. I'm so excited to see it live. What is it like for you performing these songs live? Does it feel quite chapterized? Do you feel like you're tapping back into a time, to that particular time? Or, you know, are you still kind of re-experiencing these ideas as you're performing them?
I mean, I think that, like, I perform live in a variety of ways. Like, I'll play with a full band of four people, and then I'll play with a full band of three people, and then I'll play with a stripped-down version of two people, and just trying to, like, you know, figure out, like, how the songs can still come about in multiple ways, and then which songs would be a part of the set. I think... Yeah, I mean, I really like when I play a song, and I try and think about what it means to me, and I try and bring those essences onto the stage with me and really kind of honor what that song means. And so it's just kind of personal, I guess, when I play it, but probably people don't see that because it's just what's going on in my head. But yeah, when we play in New Zealand, we're gonna play as a two-piece with two guitars and vocals, and then I also really like playing with by myself with a loop station, so there'll be a couple songs like that, because that's how I start off writing songs, is I start off on guitar and with a loop station and kind of loop over it and figure out the parts. So there'll be some of that in there, kind of, you know, being able to see like how some of the songs were started, in a way.
Thank you.
You're, of course, going to be here with Mount Erie as well, which is going to be a really nice pairing of sounds, I think. What's your relationship with Phil? How far back do you guys go as buddies?
I met Phil when I was in high school. I would go to these shows in Anacortes at the Department of Safety. That's what the venue was called. And I don't know, I think I just knew he played music and was a part of that music community. I played one of my very first shows ever at the Department of Safety. So yeah, we've known each other for a bit, but we haven't really collaborated until this record, because he sings on one of the songs. Mm. And then we always had like kind of this discussion about like, oh, we should do something more, like maybe like we play in a band together or something. And so that's how this collaboration came about, was from just these conversations of like, yeah, we should play together because of how close we live to one another. And so, yeah, we're gonna play in a band. I suggested we do some kind of hardcore rock songs. Because I was like, I've listened and have loved his band, and like there are certain like songs I really love, and I was like, I'm gonna suggest these songs. And he was like, yeah, and I was like, okay, we're gonna be a loud band.
I love that. That's exciting.
yeah. So, it is kind of a funny thing though to like be doing this like very far away from where we live.
Totally. I can completely imagine. We're very excited to have you though. I promise you there's a lot of people who will be very, very keen to see you playing at Whammy Bar here in Auckland and then around the rest of the Motu as well. It's been so nice to chat with you, KP. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
See you.
That was Rachel speaking to Black Belt Eagle Scout, the Portland, Oregon-based band led by singer-songwriter Catherine Paul, about their work and upcoming show with Mount Airy here in Tamaki Makaurau on October 1st at Whammy Bar. They're being brought over by Strange News Touring in association with Banished Music, Solid Entertainment and Dive Bar, and you can grab tickets for that via Under the Radar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.